They are having the annual Saddle Up for St. Jude Trail Ride at the 2J Ranch at Como on Saturday, November the 8th. T.W. Little of Coke near Como and Jim Murray of the 2J Ranch discuss the trail ride on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Friday morning, and Jim Murray speaks first.
We're having it for the kids of that's treated at the St. Jude's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. So it's all about the kids. And this is our fifth year. It's on November the 8th. The gates open at 7 a.m. 9 o'clock is a good time to be there. We have the kickoff of our wagons. Around 10 o'clock, we'll make a few announcements and answer some questions. And horse riders and the wagons will leave at 10 and should be back, give or take, 12:15. We'll be preparing the food at that time. And TW will talk about the food function in just a minute.
Okay.
It's at 2J Ranch. It's 993 County Road 2331 in Como. That's 1 mile east of Joe Bob's. And turn right on 2331. Okay. Be signs with balloons.
I was going to say, is there a mark at the corner?
Signs and balloons. And go 1/10 of a mile. Be signs and balloons at the mailbox and the gate. Turn in left. And you're on the property. And just come and have a good time.
And it's a beautiful property, too.
Thank you
for having us all out there. It was great last year. I went and I've been to others, but I participated fully last year. And so looking forward to that again. And part of that is seeing how all the, of course, the horse riders, and they kind of congregate over in a different area, all the wagons getting there, the people that are going to ride on them, and the different drivers, and just people that enjoy that, the wagons and mules or wagons and horses. And though TW does too, how many wagons do you think we'll have this year?
We're expecting around 30 wagons this year. Okay. Each year it keeps growing. People just come and add to it, so we're expecting around 30 wagons.
Do they come from very far away?
They come from all the way from Texarkana to Denton to Tyler, Longview. I think we've got a couple coming in from Arkansas this year.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. And having those wagons that can carry passengers is an excellent way for people to go on the trail ride that don't have horses.
That is true. And a lot of people have never had the opportunity to go on a wagon ride. Mm-hmm. And these wagons are, they're rubber-tired wagons, but they're similar to the ones back in the 1800s.
Okay.
And so a lot of them are equipped with restrooms. So
that's true.
That solves a lot of problems.
That's true. Well, we want to find out two things. One, about lunch. And will there be coffee before everyone takes off?
There'll be coffee, cold drinks, water.
Hot chocolate.
Okay.
Tea.
Iced tea. And this year, Mike Munn will be cooking briskets.
Okay.
I will be cooking Pittsburgh hot links and roughneck sausage. Squirrel's going to do the chili and beans. Then I may put Jim Murray on hot dogs. The kids want the hot dogs.
Okay.
We will have dessert at Best Cobbler and ice cream in the country. We have cookies. A lot of ladies brings homemade cakes. Then we have the fruits, some of the best fruits, apples, oranges.
Bananas. Seedless grapes.
You know,
strawberries.
KSST News.